We are doing Ahavat Chesed, and we will again dedicate our learning tonight to the Ish Eschayil, the wonderful young wife who is so supportive of her husband's Chesed and is a partner and is herself runs a house filled with Chesed, to Karin Bat Baruch. Hashem should bless her and her husband with all the blessings that one can imagine. We are beginning the third chapter of Ahavat Chesed, and the Chafetz Chaim has taught us about the obligation of giving a loan and who is obligated. In the previous chapter we discussed different circumstances, be it a wife, be it a husband, be it a person who has a store, be it a person that his job is giving loans, he makes money off of the interest, different people, who's obligated to give what type of loan. And now in this chapter, in the third chapter, the Chafetz Chaim will teach us about who are we obligated to give a loan to, to which recipient must we give a loan. And the Chafetz Chaim says, Mitzvat milut chasadim noegim kol adam. The mitzvah of doing kindness applies to any person. Leish, to a man, or leisha, or to a woman, leashir, to a wealthy person, or lani, or to a poor person, legadol, to an adult, or lekatan, or to a minor. Hainu, what do we mean you give a minor? Al yedei apotropus shelo, if you have someone who's responsible for him. Sometimes you have an orphan, and then he has a state-appointed apotropus, someone who's responsible. Uchai gavno, or something like that. Kedei shelo yavo lidei hafsed. You don't give a child, the child comes and says, hey, I need a loan, so you give him a loan, and then he goes and buys candy, and then that's silly. That's not the idea. The idea is, if there's a way of helping the child, there's someone's responsible, so then you give them the money, so it won't, in a way that will be helpful. Ugmilut chasadim de gufo. And when it comes to kindness, that's to his self, to his being, nechuyav afilu latzmo, that you have to do even to a kid. Your next door neighbor's kid is standing outside waiting for his mother, so then there's a mitzvah to offer him a drink. That's gemilas chesed, even though he's a minor. He's a human being too. The idea is money, if you give him, who knows what he'll do with it. But doing kindness to a child is no different than an adult. Dichtiv, how do we know that the mitzvah of chesed biblically applies to any person? Because the verse says, "Im kesef talvei etami," when you'll give a loan to my nation, kol mishu bichlal ami, anyone that's part of the nation of Israel, mechuyavin ligmol imo chesed. We have a biblical obligation to do kindness with him. V'dinak dima beze, and the question of who do you give a loan to first? Let's say you have 100 people knocking at your door each day, and who do you give the loan to? You don't have enough money to give them all loans. So how do you decide who comes first? That will be explained later on in the fourth and fifth chapter. So what we learned today was that gemilut chesed, doing kindness, applies to minors and adults and men and women, everyone. We're wealthy or poor. When we have a mitzvah to give a loan to our fellow man, going with the laws that we learned previously about how to give a loan responsibly and who we give a loan to and that we have to take guarantors, etc., but the mitzvah applies to all people of Israel.